Gilchrist with the Humane Society of the United States, and you're listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Soul Queens and Blues Kings, making a real concert on Sunday, May 7th from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater in Portland. Norman Boogie Cat Sylvester and Band bring together regional rhythm and blues acts for a night of music and dance as a benefit for healthcare for all Oregon. Again, that's Soul Queens and Blues Kings making a real concert on Sunday, May 7th from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is Medea Benjamin. I hope you listen to Community Radio KBOO 90.7.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up. It's Labor Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Labor Radio. Of the working class, by the working class, for the working class. I'm Laura Wadlin, here with my co-host, Jamie Partridge. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, Laura.
Tonight, our guests are Mark Brenner, former LaborNode staff and member of the Portland Troublemaker School Planning Committee, and Laureen Scheer, former union organizer with the Teamsters and SEIU and a trainer at this year's Troublemaker School. Welcome, Mark and Laureen.
Yeah, Thanks for having us.
To begin, in the short version, what is the Troublemaker School?
I'll go first, if that's okay. I think that the easiest way to describe it is it is a shot in the arm for labor activists and anyone wanting to build a stronger, more powerful labor movement. It's a fantastic opportunity to jumpstart your learning as a union leader, as a rank and file activist on the shop floor. It's just a fantastic way to network and meet other like-minded unionists. So it kind of bundles all of those things in a great Saturday.
Laureen, why do you call it Troublemakers?
Well, I was just going to add to what Mark said. I think the school piece of it is really great. There's so many people with so many views to the labor movement and social justice movement that share their thoughts and learning. It's also about the playground, like you really get to be shoulder to shoulder with others like yourself who are really taking leadership roles or just stepping up in their organizing. And the troublemaker piece is that's what we do. We create a ruckus. You know, we are creating organization out there of resistance and just revitalizing our labor and social movements.
I always like to say that isn't it interesting whenever you ask about your rights at work that the boss calls you a troublemaker? That's where we got the name from. And it really is in the spirit that the late civil rights activists and Congressman John Lewis talked about making good trouble. That's what we're doing when we're standing up for ourselves and our coworkers through our unions and through collective action generally. And so that's really the spirit that we're trying to bring to this. How do we do that more effectively? How do we build and grow in the way Maureen labeled it? And I like that term too. Let's cause a ruckus.
Well, many cities are hosting troublemaker schools this year, including East Bay, Seattle, New York, Austin, Indiana, I guess that's in a city, Iowa, LA, Alabama, and the Twin Cities. The National Organizing Center for these schools is called Labor Notes, which sounds like a publication, which it is, but much more, it's a strategic training center to, quote, put the movement back in the labor movement. What is that supposed to mean?
I think that for me, I've been active in the labor movement almost 30 years, And one thing that you learn really quickly is that unions as institutions do not add up to necessarily unions and as a social movement or labor as a social movement. And what Labor Notes was founded in 1979 with the idea that we could bring the spirit that actually created the unions that we know today, that we're all member, you know, many of us are members of today, and bring that organizing and fighting spirit that really forged these organizations back into our day-to-day work. And that's the, you know, that's going to come not because we've got a smarter plan for how we're going to organize in our industry. It's not just going to come because we have hire more staff. It's going to come because we actually have members excited and inspired to engage together and stand up for themselves and their coworkers, and hopefully have not just their each other's backs, but the backs of other working people that are standing up. And that's kind of what Labor Notes has been sort of carrying the flame for all these years.
And Mark just reminded me, I had forgotten, but I jumped on a forklift in 1979 in a frozen food processing plant. And I went to my first West Coast, like, Labor Notes gathering with auto workers down in Fremont. And there was just a whole bevy of union activists, many different unions coming together on the West Coast. And I remember just being so inspired to come back to my workplace and just really implement. Like, I learned so much, like I said, shoulder to shoulder in the hallways as well as in the different workshops. So that was Labor Notes introduction for me, 1979. Who knew?
This is the sixth Portland Troublemaker School. The first was in 2013, and they have been held every odd year in the spring, while Portlanders have traveled to Chicago in even years for the National Labor Notes Conference. Last year, the 2022 Labor Notes Conference was the biggest ever at 4,000, the most racially diverse and the youngest crowd. Keynote speakers included Stacey Davis Gates, the president of the Chicago Teachers Union, Sean O'Brien, president of the Teamsters Union, Chris Smalls, president of Amazon Labor Union, and Senator Bernie Sanders, former presidential candidate and longtime Labor Notes supporter. The Portland Troublemaker Schools are mini versions of the National Conference. What do you hope to replicate about the National Conference in the local Troublemaker School?
For me, I think there's two key things we try to do locally. One is to take a lot of the skills and knowledge that you get at a conference like the National Labor Notes Conference and bring a slice of that home to an audience who maybe can't always travel to Chicago for the weekend. And so we're trying to take that concrete hands-on skills building and learning and bring that to more union activists locally. But most important, I really think it's about building the kinds of networks between rank and file union activists across unions that we so rarely have a chance to forge. We all, you know, end up spending a lot of time in our own silo, in our own organization, in our own workplace, and sort of figuring out ways to really connect across unions and across industries is essential. I was just in Woodburn last night on the picket at a rally, but we were at a rally supporting educators, and it was amazing to see that spirit of, you know, folks from all different parts of the state coming around to support them and community support. And I feel like a lot of the seeds of that kind of solidarity get built, get planted at the Troublemaker School. So for me, it's really, you know, the hands-on knowledge, but also really the forging those kind of rank and file connections between different folks and different unions.
Yeah, I would say it's really where we get to deepen our connections and the struggle locally. So we can be so focused in what we're doing as teachers or longshore workers in all the arenas that we find ourselves. But it's really at a Labor Notes school where we get to connect up and think about how we're doing it in our own situations, but also across throughout the whole area. And then forging those connections, we can be out there. I remember the first Labor Notes Portland school that I was that I helped organize. Longshore workers were sitting on the railroad tracks up north in Longview, and teachers were really thinking, you know, it may be time that we're going to carry out a strike and certainly do citywide organizing and see what we can do to build up our union. So just being able to hear firsthand from people on the front lines, as well as pick up all the useful tricks of the trade.
So as we understand it, the Portland Troublemakers School expects about 200 participants to convene at McDaniels High School from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, May 6th, with about 16 available panels and workshops. So give a sketch of some of the offerings, starting with the workshops on basic workplace organizing.
So I think it's a really great mix of hands-on skills-building workshops and big-picture discussions. We're going to talk about everything from how to organize your workplace if you don't have a union where you work, to getting ready for a strike if your union is contemplating that. We're going to talk about big questions like why the state budget always seems to be shortchanging some of our most essential services like schools and healthcare. And we're going to also really have some fun with one another, organizing things like how to organize a march on the boss. So there's going to be a lot of great sharing from folks who have done all of the things that we are talking about in our community and are going to, you know, sort of impart their lessons and wisdom on us. There's going to be a lot of opportunity for folks to meet, as you know, with people in your same industry. And I think it's just going to be a shot in the arm for anybody that's out there trying to build power with your coworkers.
So there's a series of three different workshops called Secrets of a Successful Organizer. What's that?
Well, that's a series that we built at Labor Notes when I'm still working there, based on our best-selling organizing manual by the same title, Secrets of a Successful Organizer. And what we do is we break down sort of the three big areas that any effective workplace organizer needs to have. One is how to effectively talk to your coworkers and inspire them to take action. Two is how to actually find leaders and map your workplace and then figure out what issues really matter to your coworkers. And third is how do you take those issues and build actual campaigns that can that are small enough to win and big enough to matter for your coworkers. So we're going to do all three of the key workshops at the school. It's going to be great.
And I know there are some really great panels, so we get to hear firsthand live accounts of current struggles that we all want to know more about and be supportive of. So we know that UPS workers are gearing up for a major potential strike around the country in Canada. And we'll get to hear from people who are really doing that as new UPS workers, as UPS workers who've been at it for a while. And that's just one example. Teachers, the Woodburn teachers. So we'll get to hear, I think it's the firsthand, what people are doing in this historical moment, and then take it and run with it.
Laura, do you want to tell us about your workshop, Beating a Bully Boss?
Yeah, I'll be giving the workshop on beating a bully boss, talking about my experience getting my boss fired very recently, just a couple months ago. I think at least one of my coworkers who was involved in that year-long campaign will be there to talk about how we won that. I'm very excited about that.
I was a shop steward at my first, I had just become a shop steward at my first Labor Notes gathering And I know I came away from that with just a bigger view of what being a leader in the workplace could look like. And so I look forward to sort of going back to the early days, thinking about being a leader in the workplace, a shop steward, really working through issues with coworkers to find resolution that makes sense. So that's, I think, I don't remember the title, it's something around assertive grievance handling,
right.
But just how to, yeah, organize around the issues and win.
Great. Well, that, I know for a lot of folks who are shop stewards, they are frustrated with the grievance handling being an endless series of meetings with the boss and filing paperwork and delay installing, and this is an opportunity to trade stories and learn more about how to be an organizer and short circuit some of that.
Yeah, there's so many more creative ways to really raise the issues and bring people together to make the improvements we want to see.
If you've just tuned in, this is Labor Radio, KBOO 90.7 Portland. You're listening to Mark Brenner and Lorene Shear about Portland Troublemaker School. This is KBOO non-corporate, community-supported listener, the sustained radio, and we need your support. So donate at kboo.fm.
So what about workshops for those who are not in a union yet but would like to organize one at their workplace?
Well, that's a very exciting one because as all of us have been inspired in recent years by the wave of organizing that's sweeping across retail industries like Starbucks and New Seasons. And I'm really happy to say we're going to have workers from all of those exciting campaigns at the school talking about their experiences organizing in their non-union workplaces and forming a union. And we're going to have a bunch of other local examples where people have been able to bring their coworkers together and form a union for the first time. So we're also going to be talking about everything you ever wanted to know about a union but might have been afraid to ask for those who are, you know, exploring the possibility and want to kind of get the straight story. We've got the workshop for you.
So beyond basic workplace organizing trainings, what else is planned?
There's two ones that I'll talk about that I'm excited that I think are going to fit this bill. The first is we're gonna have some real concrete examples from the postal sector and from longshore about how to organize around health and safety. This is such an important issue, as we've all really been confronted with the past 3 years. Workplace health and safety issues are a live issue in the labor movement, but often don't get enough attention to, not, you know, on their own. And then also, how do we use them as a way to build a union? And so we're going to be we've got some great speakers lined up talking about organizing around health and safety. And one that I'm particularly eager to see, we're actually doing a pair of workshops, one about how to build contract campaigns that win in general. And then we've got another workshop that is, if your contract campaign gets to potential strike, how do you actually, in the nitty-gritty, organize and win a strike? And we've got some strike veterans from the nurses union at Providence and some Washington education workers who've from Ridgefield that have are coming off the heels of two successful strikes that we're going to share all of the nitty-gritty about what you need to know to prepare for and win a strike. So that's exciting because we are it's exciting to see seeing more workers jump out there on the picket line and really stand up for themselves. And who knows, UPS could be next August 1st.
And will there be discussions focused on particular sectors of the workforce?
We've got two workshops that are going to address specific sectors. One addressing sort of the public sector and thinking about, well, who's our boss in the public sector? You know, who, if we're running a contract campaign, who's our target? How do we move our employer? You know, it sort of sometimes feels a little squishy when you work in a school district or for a local government. How do we engage in that kind of aggressive unionism? And then the second is for logistics workers. We have a workshop planned to address sort of the port to the warehouse to the delivery to stores, sort of that whole supply chain, and how we can strengthen connections, which are, you know, just so critical now. It's been so obvious, you know, how vulnerable these big corporations are in the supply chain, and how do we take advantage of that? But we've also lined up a space for folks to meet during lunch, school workers, healthcare workers, folks that are working in logistics, to actually just have some time to share, you know, and as Lorene was saying, to just talk shop about, like, what's going on, you know, in your school district. What are some of the problems you're facing, and how are you approaching them? What's going on in your warehouse? You know, are you seeing this tracking technology we're starting to run into? You know, just to really kind of break down some of those silos and some of that isolation that we often feel as union activists.
And I think it's just so timely, because we've got state workers all around Oregon are now in contract negotiations. And just, I'm trying to think on the logistics front, lots of warehouse contracts are up right now. So just as you're thinking about your own struggle, we get to hear from people who are really building all around the state, taking on those fights.
I noticed looking at the list that there's a workshop on one employer, multiple unions. Well, what's that about?
Well, the idea is trying to figure out, how do we coordinate? You know, if you work in a place like Portland Public School District, you're all working for the same boss, but there's, I believe, 6 or 7 different unions that or have organized different segments of the workforce. Well, how do we not eat each other's lunch at the bargaining table? And how do we make sure that we've got each other's back when people are at the table, so that we're stronger together and not divide and conquered by our employers? And this is a particularly big problem in the public sector, like whether it's the city of Portland, Portland Public Schools, any, you know, large, like OHSU, all of these big employers have a lot of unionized members, but we're not necessarily, the left hand and the right hand aren't really talking to each other.
And just healthcare today is not, it's a rare happening where it's a wall-to-wall, everyone in the same union within a hospital system or even a healthcare system throughout the city. So that's another, where nurses will be in a separate union from environmental services and food service workers, technical workers. And so just how do we, have one conversation and set priorities that will really do what we say in the labor movement: an injury to one is an injury to all, and no one left behind. So there'll be strategy and tactics to think about how to do that.
Will there be any workshops on struggles outside the workplace?
Well, one of the things that we're starting to see a lot of attention on is, how do we build strong and enduring labor community partnerships? And how do we use our leverage at the bargaining table to tackle issues that are maybe beyond bread and butter issues like wages, hours, working conditions, benefits? And we're doing a workshop that we're calling Bargaining for the Common Good, which is sort of the moniker that a lot of the unions have started using to describe these labor community campaigns. So we've got a great lineup featuring one of our local campaigns here in the city of Portland that's being waged right now by the teachers union in Portland Public Schools, that was going to feature a lot of, you know, how do you do this, as well as why is this important. So that's one I'm excited about too, just to try and help people think beyond, you know, absolutely we need to have our own house in order and get our coworkers together, but we're so much stronger when everyone knows that the public's got our back, the community's behind us, that employer's going to take a lot of heat if they don't settle a fair deal.
And I think the other part of that is just, we have so many issues important to all of us, you know, from the environment to workers' rights, civil rights, all the many issues that we look at and organize around. So when labor and working people's voices are in that conversation or in that struggle, it's always so much stronger. And so I think that's what one thing I like about the Labor Notes Troublemaker School is people lean into the argument. Like, there is a debate, and it's healthy and wise and vital to have that debate and discussion about where we're going and what direction, you know, how to head in a direction. So we take up those issues and figure out how workers can support people in the social justice movement on many different arenas.
Mark, you left out your workshop.
That's what I was about to say. One area where I hope we're going to have some interesting discussion and debate is I'm going to be doing a workshop on understanding the state budget and thinking about how we fight the austerity agenda that has basically been the political common sense in the state of Oregon for so long. I mean, so many of us, myself included, work in education institutions or healthcare institutions, or, you know, provide vital services that are constantly under siege, that are underfunded, that are not what our communities deserve. And, you know, really, it's not by accident. I know that really is going to surprise you and Laura to hear that, but we're going to try and unpack that. But there's a real debate to be had in the labor movement about, well, how do we approach that? What is our strategy for trying to get our upside down tax system turned right side up? And so I'm looking forward to, you know, a lot of points of view in that workshop. And as Lorene said, and some healthy discussion about what we need to do to move some of our biggest and most politically influential unions in the state of Oregon on a path towards sustainable revenue.
Well, sounds like an exciting day. What about childcare and breakfast, lunch, translation services, and after-hour socials?
Oh, Laura, you know the answer to that. Of course, all of the above. We're going to have registration. You can register for the event at the Labor Notes website. It's labornotes.org/PDX. If you're a member of one of the unions that's sponsoring the event, you can register for free. There are instructions on how to do that. If you need childcare or interpretation, there's ways to let us know. We're make sure that everybody can be there and fully participate. And of course, there will be not just a meeting of the minds after for some socializing and maybe even craft beer drinking, but there's going to be a lot of opportunities during the school itself for folks to just network and get connected. So definitely don't sleep on that. If you aren't in a sponsoring union, it's only $10. So I really, but nobody is going to be turned away for lack of funds. So definitely check it out.
Well, I'm looking at the list of the sponsoring unions, and I'm just going to read them for those listeners who are members of unions to see if yours is one of the sponsors. And I'm not going to explain what all these acronyms mean, because if you're in the union, you'll know what it means. AAUP-PSU, AFSCME Local 189, AFSCME Local 328, AFT Oregon, APWU Local 128, ATU Local 757, CCCAF, ILWU Local 4, LIUNA Local 483, Oregon Education Association, TCCFFAP, Portland Association of Teachers, Portland DSA, TSUFA, Reynolds Education Association, SEIU Local 503, Teamsters Locals 162 and 206, and Washington Education Association, Riverside.
Well, any final words for us?
I just wanted to let everybody know this. We're all busy. Everybody, you know, I certainly have had those moments where coming to another thing and another event on a Saturday, especially, can feel like, oh boy, I just needed a minute to catch a break. But you will leave this event more energized, more excited, and more capable of organizing with your coworkers than you came in. It's just a shot in the arm that all of us need, which is part of a big part of why we do it. So definitely don't sleep on that.
Yeah, I would just underline what Mark was saying. It's just like you will be, you'll take energy out with you, and it will feel better going to work the next day. You know what we say, some of the best organizing happens during social time. So there you go.
Well, that wraps it up for this evening's show. You've been listening to Mark Brenner and Lorene Scheer about Portland's upcoming Troublemaker School. Thanks to my co-host, Laura Wadlin. I'm Jamie Partridge. This is Labor Radio, this Monday and every Monday at 6 p.m. Stay tuned for Prison Pipe.